This is the Katy Perry Catfight service, which is an extra $600, an additional app for your Katy Perry service. We know that Katy Perry is the spiteful dragon, but we also know that from the Wide Awake video, she's the mad woman in the asylum, in the straitjacket in the chair, with the horned asylum attendants in attendance. So it's pretty clear that there is a great deal of self-hatred within the woman. Now, since she is the archetype for the bride, because the Illuminati chose her at Super Bowl 49, and she there was the star tarot card. The star tarot card is the woman pouring the pitcher of stars, six white stars and a seventh yellow star. And with the coming of Messiah from Kabbalah, there is the seventh star in the north, which is the prophecy that the Messiah David, the birth of the man that will save Israel, is about to arrive. This is indicative that the Illuminati have chosen her to have the son who will have all of the powers that will be able to save the Jews from their innate Edomic poison from all the other universes where they got destroyed, which Isaac Deloria has a seven-volume set of books on, and all, any of you who are into all that stuff can simply buy A. Waite's book, The Holy Kabbalah, or if you read Hebrew, you can then get all the Kabbalistic texts from some friendly rabbis in Israel. Now, we know that Katy Perry sold her soul to the great Lord Lucifer, which means that her level of self-hatred is total, in that she, her awareness sold her being to be tortured absolutely for all eternity. Now, the ability to transfer this absolute hatred to another woman would be very useful if we could split it from the Perry awareness and download it into another female. Now, Tim Riefat's been working to wake up the monster of the id of the females. Unlike males who have, every male has got a different monster of the id, every female has the same monster of the id. Why? Well, if you think about it, the mitochondria of every human comes from their mummy. So if you're a woman and want to pass on your bioplasmic field, which is the physical energy body, then you need girls, because the girls manifest your mitochondria. If you have a boy, he of course will also manifest your physical energy body, all the information contained in it, the bioplasmic field. But when he reproduces, he'll then produce offspring which carry the mitochondria of his wife. Now, if you think of all females as simply being vessels for the bride being the archetype of females, then every single woman in the world is simply a transport system, a vehicle, a car with a driver that is the same driver. So if you're a male, every male car has a different driver. But for every female has the same driver. This might seem strange, but when you think of the energy body, the male is the center and the female is the covering, which can get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But the seed crystal for a grail state, for a ascendant, is always one male and one male alone, and then any number of females can join the ascendant male. Exactly like the lion, there's one lion, male lion, and a whole pack of lionesses. Hence Perry's affiliation with lions, which are in her Change of the Rhythm video, and her affiliation with cats, with the Tiki cats. And, of course, the avatar that goes through the television screen, Nuclear Family and Change of the Rhythm, who affiliates with lions. Now, since we know that the bride that woke up, remember the bride in Kabbalah, is asleep like Sleeping Beauty, and is awoken with a kiss or contact, as we see with Skip Marley jumping through the screen in Chain to the Rhythm, the Nuclear Family screen, then we know that every female is now Katy Perry, because she is the monster of the id that's woken up. Why? Well, of course, the great Lord Lucifer traded me her soul so that I could carry out all of my magics, which, of course, needed a female complement. And when you've got a female that is into all this stuff, as Katy is, and has so many worshippers, over 10 billion views, 10.5 billion views, which goes up, you can see the usage. And when she's made the Queen of America via Super Bowl 49, you can see why I was tempted to take the offer and accept for the first time ever one of the damned souls from hell as my property. Now, since we've got innate within the bride this self-hatred, this, of course, comes from the bride is Eve. If you look at the bloodline, the bride is always the woman Eve from the Garden of Eden. She, of course, has got the self-hatred because she was afflicted by having unnatural dark energy matter sex with the serpent Samael, hence her self-hatred in causing her and Adam to be kicked out of the Garden of Eden, which is ascendancy. But that's all the Garden of Eden is, just ascendancy. But of course, Tim Riefat, the Psy Lord, has a usage for this self-hatred, in that if you've got the Katy Perry service, you've got the two positive torsion fields and the two negative torsion fields. And we can simply move the self-hatred of the female monster of the id and externalize them. Because remember, the female looks outwards at external objects. And we can simply, like in the picture of Dorian Gray, get the female monster of the id to externalize her self-hatred to external hatred. She, of course, did this with her ritual at the Brit Awards, where we have Theresa May dressed in red, which stands for Geburah, the fifth Sephiroth, the Sephiroth of violence and evil, who was on the left pillar, the left skeleton, to be one of the victims of her self-hatred. Similarly, we've got Taylor Swift, who she hates. And, of course, we've got Russell Brand's wife and child, both female, who she fucking hates. All of these can be used to channel the hatred into any female on the planet and Sublime Good Engine them. So with the Sublime Good Engine, we can simply put all of the evil self-hatred of Perry, who is now the woken monster of the id and the bride and the arisen Eve, into any other female, and in the process suck out the sublime good from the target and give it to Perry, and hence to me, hence the catfight. And to do this, you simply need to get a picture of Katy Perry in her self-hating mode, which is the Katy Perry in the straitjacket in the Wide Awake video, and put it between the two clear crystals. And the two negative crystals can then have all of the self-hatred of Perry dumped into an external female to suffer vicariously for the hatred that Perry feels for herself, but now is externalized to an external target. You see, that's why she embedded Pamela Anderson into Chain to the Rhythm to act as her external scapegoat. But if we stick in the Wide Awake video, where her ascendant that's got back into the Garden of Eden because she has done the alchemical marriage with Tim Riefat, the Archmage, hence in the Chain to the Rhythm video, it ends with the Trinity, 3 minutes, and her finishing on the hamster wheel, undefeated at 56, which is my conception day. Remember, I was conceived on Christmas in order to get all of the power from Christ and Jesus. And it then goes black, so she then downloads her undefeated awareness being into the quantum vacuum to be born with the ascendant Tim Riefat at 3 minutes 57, Trinity, with the birthday of the Archmage. All of this is enabling her to then build her alchemically married ascendant that appears in the Wide Awake video with all this tremendous power to go through the labyrinth, which is the multiverse, to reach the mirror, of course, of self-reflection, the mirror of self-importance, and pull out her past girl self to change the past so that when she meets the Prince Charming, the Brand, or the Myers, or the Orlando Bloom, instead of being the victim, she then simply does an Angelina Jolie or Amber Heard psychic sublime good vivisection on the bastard, so that her self locked in the loony asylum as the torture beast of the great Lord Lucifer, hence the asylum attendants with the horns, is erased. And that damnation, with her waking up in hell, screaming and burning, etc., is erased, and that damnation is then downloaded into someone else. This might seem strange to you, but I would require you to watch the film, one of my favorite films actually, called Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke. There we have an occultist, a magus, rather like Colin Blur or Crowley, makes a deal with the great Lord Lucifer to get fame and fortune as a singer, which just by coincidence is what Katy Perry got when she won American Idol. And the singer has to then go into hell because he sold his soul in payment. He, of course, decides, because he's a magus, that he can cheat the great Lord Lucifer and moves his awareness, not his soul, moves his awareness into the soul of a soldier called Angel. And thinks this will avoid the payment to Lucifer. Now, Lucifer, in fact, isn't fooled and simply then gets the awareness of Angel, who, of course, has forgotten that he was this magus that became the famous singer and sold his soul to the great Lord Lucifer. He then, of course, is hired by Lucifer 12 years later. 12, of course, stands for the 12 years of goodness. We see the 12-year affiliation between the high priestess Angelina Jolie and her bitch, death goat, scapegoat, offering to the great Lord Lucifer, Brad Pitt. So this is all standard Illuminati occultism. And Lucifer then hires Angel, played by the excellent Mickey Rourke, who suffered, of course, by playing the part, and then, of course, was hellized by the ritual, lost his A-lister and became a boxer and his beauty. Now, the great Lord Lucifer then, because he controls absolutely every soul and within the soul the awareness and the being of the damned, then gets Angel to kill his daughter, all the friends that helped him try and cheat Lucifer, and then wakes him up so that not only does he get damned, but he wakes up having killed everyone that helped him, plus his bloodline. Now you might ask, what has this got to do with Perry? Well, of course, she sold her soul to the great Lord Lucifer and could be seen as the female version of Angel in Angel Heart. But, of course, she's been chosen for higher things and is the first soul awareness totality to have been allowed out of hell since the beginning of time. And she was given into the charge of the Psylord. So you might wonder what's in it for the great Lord Lucifer. Well, of course, Lucifer has always coveted the power of men that can totally hate and totally love simultaneously. It's something that an angel cannot do, which then, of course, allows them to only a point and become masters of the universe. Hence, the deal that Perry gets allowed to leave hell in exchange for producing the sun, which allows Lucifer to incarnate in a human body. I, of course, thought this was a bloody good deal. No chance of ever having to consummate the relationship. She's simply a massively powerful psychic warfare app. And that was it. Now, with the Wide Awake video, we see the alchemically married Perry, who now has all the power of the Psi Lord, going back, changing her past in order to change her future, where all of her so-called husbands, lovers, who would have driven her mad, are simply scapegoated, which is my talent. I love scapegoating. Now, as you can see, this creates a paradox, because you've got the Perry that's damned and goes mad and burns in hell, and you've got Perry the Ascendant that alchemically marries to the Psi Lord. Now, with the Katy Perry service, since the monster of the id of the females has been sublimed, where the Samael bit, the serpent within Eve, has been ejected by the Psi Lord, we then have the opportunity to dump this into any female of our choice, which for me is great, because I can simply put Mogherini, who I hate. She's some EU bitch. Lagarde, the head of the IMF, another Rothschild puppet. Merkel, the fat Jewish-Polish sow, can now be fully processed. We've got Perry, who's done this to Theresa May at the Brit Awards, so that Theresa May is now one of the damned. And this, of course, is fun, because all of the British upline to Theresa May, apart from the royal family. So that means that all of the MI5, MI6, all of the secret police vermin, all of the Rothschild puppets in Britain can similarly be damned like Theresa May. And their daughters can all be damned like Theresa May. So Boris Johnson's sister can be fully processed. The Johnson that loves the European Union. We can get, of course, Middleton and Cameron, Samantha Cameron, and Rachel Weiss, all of them processed. So as you can see, it's a fest of damnation. So that means potentially that all of the women in the UK can be damned, fully processed, by one little ritual of Katy Perry at the Brit Awards. Now, we know, of course, that the Queen has chosen to join this new Queen of the Illuminati, because she was really sick and being vivisected by the Psi Lord, and now is bouncing around like an Energizer bunny. We see with Wills communicating with the Dolly Mop, the ritual whore of the Illuminati, Lady Gaga, who was the ritual vessel for the download of the poison from the Queen of the Illuminati, Katy Perry, at Super Bowl 51, 5-1, of course, is Val, the male principal. But here we see the splitting with the five of evil from Samael, split from the one, not the one of the first one, which is the male, but the second one. Remember, the Fibonacci series is 1-1, then 2-3-5. So one can see Super Bowl 51 was used to sublime Perry, so all the Samael shit went into Gaga. So Gaga then, of course, became the scapegoat of Perry. She, of course, has been raped and gone mad. So you can see the madness of Perry downloaded into Gaga. They're about the same age, so that's good fun. And the raping that Gaga had, of course, shows that the forcible entry uses her as a sacrifice. The Samael and Eve copulation duplicated in reality with the rape. So all rapes can be seen as replicating Eve's copulation with the serpent Samael. This means that all of the Jewish women in the world can also have the poison of Samael inserted into them by this service. Now, of course, since I'm a Trump supporter, because he amuses me, we know that Ivanka can also be poisoned by the Katy Perry service. So can the wonderful Tiffany. So can his wife, Malia, or Melania, sorry. But of course, since I'm a Trump supporter, I can block it. Remember, Katy Perry did the ritual to blacken the right pillar, the male pillar, at the Brit Awards. And Donald Trump, of course, simply hasn't been afflicted by the curse. We see, of course, the Westminster Bridge murder to put the five of Samael into Britain and the MPs in Westminster. And he, of course, wanted to kill Theresa May. So we can see, of course, that's worked beautifully. But, of course, being a Trump supporter, the Trump family are protected from the Perry poison. Why? Well, remember, I've used the Perry poison on Hillary Clinton in order to destroy Hillary Clinton and all of the female Democrats who've all been poisoned by the Katy Perry catfight service. And remember the feminists, this archetype of feminism, was completely vivisected, destroyed by the election of Trump, which set feminism back to the 1970s, liberating all of that lovely power to the Psylord by ritually sacrificing feminism and the ascension of females to be the upline of the world running the White House, all sacrificed to power the Psylord. So you can see the amount of power that is available from the Katy Perry catfight service, where the females are destroyed by the evil within females that came from Samael copulating with Eve. This, of course, has had dramatic effects on Perry, who's gone from being just a normal woman who you wouldn't give a second glance to in the street in the Raw video, to the super hot Perry now, who everyone must admit is super fuckable. Now we see Katy Perry herself using the Katy Perry catfight service when she stuck online the Katy Kardashian service, which is simply the Katy Perry catfight service, where she puts herself as Kim Kardashian. Remember, Kim Kardashian is an Armenian. I'm a Turk. And if you look up, you'll find the Turks have ritually sacrificed millions of Armenians. So that's the ritual scapegoat of the Turk. And, of course, the ritual scapegoat of all the vampires who are me are Perry. Not Perry, are Cardassians and all the Armenians. And remember, 1.5 million of them were slaughtered like dogs, beheaded in the Syrian desert by the Turks. So you can see all of our evil automatically dumps into Armenians via the Turkish bloodline, the bloodline of the Nephilim. We see Katy Perry doing her Katy Kardashian with all their names stuck on. So she sublimes the Kardashians. And 6 days later, the number of Val, the male principle, we see the horrific verminous sow that is Kim Kardashian with all of her cellulite. The ugliness from the evil of Samael downloaded into the Cardassians, and of course all of the Armenians. So you can see the power of this service. The same with Merkel. With this service, you can simply download all the evil from an ascendant Katy Perry into all of the German women via their upline, the pig sow, Jewess Merkel. And simply with Mogherini, we can dump into all of the EU officials, bitches, the poison to kill them, uglify them, from Mogherini. And with Lagarde, into all of the IMF women that work for the Rothschilds, all of the pure poison of the damned Katy Perry soul. Now, of course, I've left off Lynn Rothschild, who, of course, can be poisoned, but as I say, we'll leave Lynn until it suits me to either fuck her up or they give me billions of dollars. And, of course, Lynn is vitally important to the Rothschilds. Why? Well, if you look at the Illuminati pyramid, you'll see that the eye on top of the pyramid controls the pyramid. This means, in occult terms, that the Illuminati power, control, doesn't come from Jacob or Nathaniel because they're male. The male in Kabbalah is the ear. The eye in Kabbalah is Hay, the female principle. So the most prominent of the Rothschilds, of course, is Lynn Rothschild, who I think is married to David Rothschild. And she, of course, is the governor of America who was controlling Hillary, who was destroyed by the poison from her spiritual daughter, Katy Perry. I did the same thing to Colin Bloy when he lost all of his millions, being a Lloyd's name, and then ended up a broken man living in penury. We see the same thing with Katy, having destroyed her spiritual mother mentor, which of course is one of the tests. You've got to totally love and totally hate and be able to interchange them instantly. So Lynn Rothschild is the vital key to the Rothschilds. She is their link with the eye, because only the females. Hence all of the Rothschild daughters of Jacob and their daughters are the lifeline for the Rothschilds to retain control of any aspect of the pyramid. So you can see with this Titty Cat service, the Katy Perry catfight service, one can simply destroy the entire power of the Rothschilds by inserting the poison of one of the damned into all of the female Rothschilds, ending forever their power. I, of course, am quite willing to do this, and it is quite clear the Rothschilds either pay me billions or I completely destroy them with the flick of a wrist. You can see why I haven't done the ritual on the female Rothschilds yet, because, of course, Peri is the new queen of the Illuminati, and they, of course, can join Peri, which they're doing. We see the queen taking off her crown and robes for the opening of Parliament as a kind regard to the presumptive new queen of the Illuminati, Peri. So you can see, you can sometimes be too nasty and too spiteful. But of course, it's good to have the ability to completely destroy the Rothschilds. Remember, money means nothing. Power is everything. Why? Well, look, I simply give the command to Kim Jong-un, and the North Korean submarine detonates in the Pacific, torpedoed by American submarines or not, releasing the 100 tons of infernal H2O from the Chain to the Rhythm video. And that's the end of the Rothschilds, the end of America, the end of Europe. This pure power comes not from money, but from all the Illuminati power, which I've acquired. All of this, of course, one gets by controlling the eye in the Illuminati pyramid. Now you go, well, the eye in the Illuminati pyramid is, hey, the female principle. Yeah. So then we go, oh, yes, I understand now why you bought Katy Perry from the great Lord Lucifer. Because she's female, isn't she? And you're male. I had the English rose, hence the rose which Katy Perry calls herself in the Chain to the Rhythm, to quantum superimpose herself on the English rose, who I sublimed and did an Angelina Jolie ritual to, the same, the male version, which she did to Brad. But as one can see, if one controls the Illuminati, the female is the eye. Hence, I've got my Peri eye that controls all power on the planet, controls the pyramid. So you see why a Peri appears at the top of the pyramid with the blonde hair and why she's suddenly gone blonde. She's the eye of the Illuminati pyramid. I, of course, own Peri because I made a deal with the great Lord Lucifer, and the only payment was serving the woman for 200 years. And, of course, so you have to marry the bitch because you can't serve her if she's got a stupid husband who gets in the way of service. And, of course, Lucifer wants to be born, hence, of course, all the bloodline shit. So you can see why everyone's now looking to Peri, because the eye is controlled by the female. In the past, the eye was controlled by the upper hay being the Shekinah poisoned female principle that was linked with the Jew God, which of course was the Lynn Rothschild. Now, of course, we've got the Peri, the lower bride, that is controlled by the Amalek, the other god. Remember, Amalek lies behind the bride. And since the totality of Peri is controlled by me, I'm, say, not giving up control, as you can see, because she's the eye in the Luciferic pyramid. You see, everything on the planet follows my will. Brexit, the destruction of Cameron, the election of Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un now ready, waiting and eager to exterminate North America and Europe with the Cobalt 60 submarines, which the press isn't talking about, inverting the Premier League, the shenanigans with Super Bowl 49, 50 and 51, and all of the other things that have been happening, race war with all of the Muslim maniacs, all of the rituals, all of this totally under my control because I own the eye of the Illuminati pyramid. So think of the Dark Horse video, Perry the Spiteful Dragon as the eye. And of course, the eye is in the head of the Psi Lord, which links up with Odin. Remember, Odin gave one of his eyes to be all-seeing. So I've simply artificially reincarnated the Odin, which is the god, the king of all of the Aryan gods, into myself, and simply replaced the eye that I lost in getting all knowledge with Perry's eye, completing me as the god of the whites, the god of the Aryan race, with the eye of the Illuminati pyramid and Zion and Israel now totally at my command. So as you can see, rather than using it to exterminate the Jews and Israel, one can simply use it to sequester them, as we've seen with Ivanka. As a good Nazi, I should of course be using the Katy Perry catfight service to exterminate Ivanka and her Jewish daughter, or daughters. I think she's only got one. She's got three children. But of course, that's left on the table, because sequestration, like the Borg, or extermination and damnation, one or zero, are on offer. And it's more fun if you offer both before you then carry out your total power. So you can see with the Katy Perry catfight service, any female across the planet can be devastated like Kim Kardashian, robbed like Kim Kardashian, fucked over to the nth degree, or killed like the It Girl, Tara Palmer Tomkinson. So it gives complete and utter control over all females to the user. So as you can see, if you're a boyfriend or a lesbian girlfriend or a husband or an underling with a female boss you'd like to fuck over, this of course is the service to have. Now, similarly, you don't need to carry out cursing and death. You can simply carry out the Stepford Wife operation. How do we do this? Well, you simply get a picture of the Stepford Wives with Nicole Kidman, and there's some other films, and then you can stick that, the Nicole Kidman among the clear ones, and then a picture of one of the processed Stepford Wives in the black ones, with a picture of your wife or girlfriend who you wish to turn into a Stepford Wife. A Stepford Wife is a woman who completely follows your coercion, your remote influencing, your will, and is totally broken to your will. So whatever you tell them to do, they then convince themselves from their monster of the id that they want to do. Basically a coddled slave. And you can see the archetype of this, of course, is the slave O, who was desperate to be butt-fucked and beaten and raped to worship her master. And of course, was then broken when her master got fed up of it. So you then, of course, can put within the two dark crystals the story of O, just need the front page, and the picture of your girlfriend or wife in order to make them your butt-fucked. Stepford wife who is desperate to be dominated and desperate to be the total submissive to you, the master. So as you can see, the brilliance of this service, it revolutionizes male-female relationships where the female is totally submissive and there to be used by her master or, of course, her butch lesbian mistress, hence Katie and her LGBT haircut, which links her to Brighton, which is the center of LGBT in the whole of Europe. One can see this service is very, very useful, in fact, vital for all of those dominant males or females who want a female slave to do all their bidding. Enjoy.